Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you, and enjoy. All right now, close your eyes. Put your mind and body at ease. Take a deep breath, inhaling slowly, filling your lungs with air. Hold it here. And now let it all out slowly. Good. Each breath that you will take helps you relax. Now take another deep breath in, breathing in deeply and slowly, feeling your chest rise, and open your mouth and relax your jaw and release. Feel your body relax. One more deep breath, breathing in deeply, expanding your lungs. Really fill them with air. Hold and exhale, releasing all of the air. Feeling your lungs deflate. Good. You are now more relaxed and feeling at ease. Imagine that you are on a large piece of land. You own this land, and it consists of 100 acres. Of this property is a house. This is your house. You are standing in your long driveway. This driveway is made of dirt and stones. Surrounding your driveway are rolling hills of grass and wildflowers. In the distance, you see a wooded area. That is part of your property too. On top of one of the hills, you see one large oak tree. As you look closely, you see two ropes hanging from a branch. At the bottom of these ropes is a board. The ropes and board create a swing. You walk off your driveway and into the long grassy field. As you walk, you point your fingertips away from your body and you let the tips of the grass brush along the tips of your fingers. You feel your fingertips relax. And it feels as though the relaxation is spreading now into your arms, and they relax. You stop for a moment and look up. You stop for a moment and take a look up into the big sky. The sky is bright blue with large, white, fluffy clouds. The clouds are moving from west to east. You watch the clouds as they slowly move across the sky. They change a little in shape as they move. And you try to see if any of the clouds take a recognizable shape. But right now, they just look like clouds. You continue to stand in the field of grass. Watching the clouds floating across the sky. This moment relaxes you. You feel calm and peaceful. You walk back to the driveway. And then take a detour to the front steps. As you walk up the steps, you hear the sound of a cat meowing. You look down, and the cat is rubbing its body against your leg. You lean down to pet the cat. As you pet the cat, you feel the purring vibrations against your fingertips. The outdoor cat has an orange coat with stripes of light orange and dark orange. You leave the cat to bask in the sunlight. And you walk into your house. The floors of the house are wooden and well worn in. You walk by a large wooden staircase and turn to your right into the kitchen. You smell the delicious smell of home-baked cookies in the oven. You turn around and walk up the staircase. There are three bedrooms upstairs. You very slowly walk up the stairs, walking and relaxing. And when you reach the top of the stairs, you very slowly walk into your bedroom. There is a large bed in the middle of the room. The window is open, and the sheer linen drape is blowing in the breeze. Your room is almost completely white. The walls are white. Although they have turned off white through the years, your bedspread is white. You decide to lie down for a little while and rest your feet. You turn the sheets down and climb into the bed. You let your head relax on the fluffy white pillow. You close your eyes and feel your body release all tension. Your neck and back sink into the mattress, and every part of your body just relaxes. You relax your arms and hands. By your sides, on top of the bedspread, you let your torso sink into the mattress and your hips sink into the mattress. You are so relaxed. You tighten the muscles in both of your legs and hold that tension for a moment, and then relax your legs. And they feel as light as air. You allow your feet to relax, and it feels so good to no longer be standing on them. You are completely relaxed. As you relax in the bed, you allow your mind to relax more and more. Allow your mind to just float now. It is such a wonderful day with a gentle breeze blowing through the window. You are surrounded by beauty inside your home and outside. You are completely relaxed. You are at ease in your comfortable bed, in your white room, in your old house, on your beautiful land. And you drift off now into a daydream. You imagine yourself looking out the window, looking at the beautiful land which surrounds you, looking up at the sky, and perhaps there are a few clouds in the sky, still floating by. That's right. Taking on various shapes now. Notice the shapes. That's right. They are peaceful, relaxing shapes. Those clouds are soft and fluffy, just like your bed. You imagine what it would be like to lie down on a soft, fluffy cloud, and this thought allows you to relax even more deeply. As you now imagine yourself looking out your window in a daydream, just enjoying how beautiful this day is. It's so amazing. so relaxing, so perfect. And this causes you to relax even more deeply. It allows you to unwind even more, to calm your mind, to calm your body, to calm your spirit, to calm every part of yourself. Imagine now calming your spirit. Imagine your very essence relaxing, your soul relaxing completely. Imagine that now. That's right. Relaxing every part of yourself on every level. Relaxing physically, emotionally, spiritually. Relaxing your mental processes, slowing them down now, allowing yourself to just slow down and relax and to be at ease and comfortable. As you relax on your bed, in your beautiful home, on your beautiful land, just drifting now, relaxing. Good. As you relax in your beautiful house, I would like you to imagine yourself now. That's right, just taking your time and very slowly walking over to the staircase and see yourself now in the hallway. Standing at the top of a heavy wooden staircase. The wood is made of beautiful mahogany, and you put your hand on the banister and feel the smoothness of the wood. You look down the stairs and you see 10 steps. And you see where the wood is more worn at the center of each step, from years of wear. And in just a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. As I do, just take 1 step for each number I count. By the time I reach the number 1, you will be at the bottom of the steps and completely relaxed. Because the lower I count, the lower you walk on the steps. And the lower you walk on the steps, the more you relax, deeper. Deeper and more deeply relaxed, and you take the first safe, gentle, and easy step down. 9. Another step down. You are so very relaxed. As you walk down the steps very slowly, taking your time, relaxing as you go, as you walk down, down, down. You relax more and more deeply. 8. Down another step, so very relaxed. Letting go, unwinding, feeling good about yourself, feeling good about who you are, and what you have done, and what you will do in the future. 7. Another safe, gentle, and easy step down. Feeling more and more relaxed, so much more relaxed than you were just a moment ago. You are relaxing more and more with each passing moment, relaxing more and more with each step you take. 6. Down another step. Relaxed as you go, just allowing yourself to drift and float now in your mind as you walk down the steps and as you relax. Feel your body, your mind, and your spirit relaxing more and more with each safe, gentle, and easy step you take now. As you walk down that beautiful mahogany staircase in your beautiful house, on your beautiful land. 5. Halfway down now, and notice how relaxed you are. Notice that you are much more relaxed than you were just a few moments ago. So very relaxed. So very at ease. 4. Down another step. So very relaxed. So calm, so peaceful. It is so relaxing to walk down this staircase very slowly, taking your time to relax more and more deeply with each step. 3. Down, 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 relaxing. Unwinding, drifting, floating in your mind. That's right, feeling comfortable with the idea of letting go and unwinding as you walk safely down the steps. 2. Down another step. So very, very relaxed as you walk down the beautiful mahogany staircase, relaxing as you go, and at the count of the next number, you will be at the bottom of the staircase and completely relaxed. Completely at ease, and completely at ease. Your body will be relaxed.
Your body will be relaxed.
Your mind will be relaxed.
Your mind will be relaxed.
All right, now taking that final step down.
And
at 1, you've reached the bottom of the staircase, and you are completely relaxed.
celebration, because this means that you have the power, you have the power to make changes in your life by working with your thoughts. So there's some freedom here, and of course I want you to focus on the freedom. That's the law of attraction. So let's start focusing on what you really want. That's the good news of the law of attraction. If you want money, start focusing on wealth. So one of the things you need to be doing is putting your thoughts on money, on wealth, on deservingness, on positivity. So let me give you a little tip here on how to help you with your thinking. There's a process called what if up thinking. I can tell you about the what if up thinking method right now, and this will help you change your thinking about wealth and everything else so the law of attraction is more on your side, so to speak. What if up thinking is when you look at the positive and you even upgrade the thoughts that come your way. It says, what if this wealth trigger actually works? What if this Joe Vitale really knows what he's talking about? What if all of this hypnosis and law of attraction stuff works so well that I'm going to start attracting money by the end of today? What if everything becomes easy and effortless? Well, notice the difference. When you do what if up thinking, your energy skyrockets. Even my energy went up as I was doing this exercise for you. I was simply illustrating it for you. And my energy started to increase. I started to feel a little bit excited. You probably even heard it in my voice. So you can change your thoughts with a lot of different methods. And this is what influences the law of attraction. Practice what if up thinking. What if this actually works? What if it all goes right? And start playing with that kind of mentality. Your energy will change and you'll start to attract more good things into your life because of that energy change. Again, that's basic law of attraction. It is very powerful. So hypnosis is a way to reach your unconscious mind. Now, why is this important? Well, the law of attraction is working with your mind too. The law of attraction works on your unconscious thoughts. This is really important. It's a breakthrough of a discovery in terms of understanding human behavior and how the mind works. Because hypnosis is a way for you to easily, effortlessly, and quickly change the counter intentions in your unconscious mind. Right now, I'm just talking about the law of attraction and hypnosis as a powerful tool to change your deeper thoughts, which changes your emotions, which changes your behavior, which changes the results you get. Once you take care of those unconscious counterintentions around wealth and money, you will begin to attract wealth and money. Why? How? Because the interference will be gone. Now, the good news for you is this wealth trigger program is all designed to work on the conscious and unconscious level. And the scripts and inductions and everything that we're giving you here is designed to change you easily, effortlessly, and permanently on that unconscious level. So you can allow wealth, that you will actually welcome wealth. The wealthy people I know, myself included, they're in love with wealth, money, and freedom. Freedom is what they really want. They're in love with freedom. The freedom to do what they want, the freedom to make a difference, the freedom to use money as a tool and to distribute it where it will do the most good. I've been able to have a great party for myself because of money, but I've also been able to buy cars for family and friends, to make contributions to causes I believe in, to start causes that I believe in, and to distribute the money to people that I think needed it or had worthy causes that I wanted to support. You get to do that as well. If you want to make a real difference in the world, become wealthy and distribute money to where you think it will do the most good. Money is good. Money can help you achieve all of your dreams. So let's talk a little bit more about how to attract money. This is working with the law of attraction, but I'm also using hypnosis, conversational hypnosis, if you will, to help reach your unconscious mind. So the first thing you want to do is clear your unconscious mind of the counter intentions. Now we're doing that through all of this talking and monologue that I'm giving you. The second thing I want you to do is let your passion surface. I've done nothing but follow my passion. I have followed my passion. So I want to encourage you to look within, find what your passion is, and begin to pursue it. Now, if you don't know what your passion is right now, play with possibility. What if you didn't know what it was? Or what if you won the lottery and you're totally fine with money and you now have, we'll say, $350 million, and even after you pay taxes, you have a tremendous amount of money to do whatever you want. After you buy the cars and the houses and make world trips, what are you going to start doing? That'll help point in the direction of what your passion is. Also, what's your hobby? What did you want to do when you were a kid? What did you do when you were a kid? What have you done for rest and relaxation? What have you done as a kind of avocation, if not vocation? This all helps point in the direction of your passion. Also, you want to take action. Many people overlook that the word action is in the phrase law of attraction. Action is in attraction. When the idea is there, you have to take action. Life is a co-creation. If you want wealth, you have to act on your ideas. You have to act on your passion. And you do that by taking inspired action. If you're inspired to make a phone call, buy a book, attend a seminar, to do anything, you do it. That's part of your agreement with the universe to make a difference to attract the wealth you want. So you must take action. Another thing that you want to do is be grateful. Now, gratitude is one of the single most powerful things you can do to change your energy. From a law of attraction standpoint, when you are grateful, you begin to attract more things to be grateful for. So, look around right now and find something you sincerely feel grateful for. And start to get into the energy of feeling that gratitude. Because the more you can sincerely feel it, the more you change your energy. And you will begin to pull into your next experiences things to be grateful for. Each future moment will get better based on the gratitude you experience in this particular moment. Now, I want to give you one final tip when it comes to using the law of attraction combined with hypnosis here. I want you to set a goal for yourself. When it comes to attracting wealth, what does that look like to you? Do you see yourself with a particular sum of money? So what does it look like to you? What does the picture look like that you can step into? Do you have a boat? Do you have a particular car? Do you have a particular home? Do you live in a particular location? Do you have a particular job? Are the websites you have up pulling in a certain amount of money? Do you see yourself traveling? Do you see yourself spending money on a particular thing? What is the image, the vision that you see? What I'm asking you to do is create an end result. When it comes to wealth, where do you want to be? I want you to establish a picture in your mind right now. See yourself driving the car of your dreams. See yourself going to the job of your dreams, which could even be working at home. See yourself cashing the checks that are coming to you or looking at your bank account and seeing it get larger because of the wire transfers coming in. I want you to see you in the house of your dreams. If you're with somebody, see that person. If you're traveling, note where you're going to around the world. Now, as you get into this photo in your mind, I want you to step into it. I want you to step into that person that's been in your vision so that you can feel it. What does it feel like to be wealthy? What does it feel like to be driving this particular car? What does it feel like to be traveling, cashing these checks? Or buying the things that you feel are signs of abundance? What does it feel like to be in this dream home? What does it feel like inside in terms of wealth and accomplishment? Feel that for a moment, because what you're doing is planting in your unconscious mind a hypnotic command. We're using hypnosis with the law of attraction to establish something that is going to come into your reality very quickly. You want this, you long for this, you're ready for this. Because you're feeling so good, and because you know this is coming to you, and it is something you want so deeply, with such deep love and gratitude, the law of attraction is working on an unconscious level to bring it to you. And we're using hypnosis to anchor this in your unconscious mind. All you have to do is take action when the opportunities appear. This is how you use the law of attraction with hypnosis. I'm Dr. Joe Vitale, and I'm very excited because your wealth is coming to you right now. emotion is a specific result. In my mind, it's more powerful and more emotional and more specific than a goal. Now, why do you need to make it that way? In order for you to reach your unconscious mind, you have to do it with emotion and with imagery. You see, your unconscious mind responds to energy, usually energy of love. Now, I strongly recommend you only focus on love. You should be working for what you want. So focus on what makes you happy, what makes you passionate, what makes you excited, what makes you very glad to be alive. Focus on your love, the things you love, the wealth you love. Focus on love. Now, you also want to do this with imagery, which means that in your mind, you need to see some sort of visual representation of wealth. Why? Again, your unconscious mind responds to images with emotion. So you need to have an intention that has emotion to it. This is something you really want, you're passionate about, you love. It needs to be something you're very clear about. There's a strong image, a visualization, something you can see in your mind. And then the third part of this is you need to have it done with repetition. Now, why would you do this repeatedly? You're doing it to make an impression on your mind. The more you repeat something, the more it will go into your unconscious mind. As a reminder, the more powerful aspect of your being is your unconscious mind. Hypnosis works with your unconscious mind, and these hypnotic intentions work to get into your unconscious mind. In order for you to attract wealth, you need to work with your unconscious mind. So, if you want that new job, or you want to make more sales, you want to attract more money in any way, shape, or form when it comes to money or wealth or any representation of it, you need to have an intention. So, how do you create an intention? Think about the ultimate end result of what you want. Where do you want to be in 30 days or 90 days or in a year? What is the outcome you're looking for? You want to have a wealth-oriented intention as an end result that's specific, that's emotional, that's measurable, that in some way, shape, or form, that you could explain to somebody else. What does wealth look like to you? Your definition of wealth and my definition of wealth might be very different. What I want, what you want, might be very different. So answer the question, what do you want? What would you welcome in terms of money, in terms of prosperity, in terms of wealth, in terms of abundance? Now play with this. If you state a hypnotic intention, you start to go deeper into the unconscious mind, which is a great place to be. And of course, you need the emotion, and you need the specifics, and you need the visual, and you need repetition. But when you nebulize a hypnotic intention, you actually live the intention alive inside your unconscious mind. So, for example, if you said that I want to have a particular car in 30 days as a sign of wealth, and you went through all the imagery, and you can be very specific about the color and all of that, that's wonderful. That's a step in the right direction, but most people stop there. Go past that and nebulize your goal. What does it feel like to own that car? What does it feel like to drive that car? Imagine you are in that longed-for car. It is now yours. You have the keys in your hand. You put it in the ignition, push a button, turn the key, it starts up, you hear the motor, you feel the seat under you, you feel the steering wheel in your hand. You get into this because it's happening right now. You are nebulizing the goal. That's with a car. Pick a job. Say you're trying to attract a new job. You have the ideal job out there. You're thinking about it. You're dreaming about it. You've set up your goal and your intention and the specifics and the emotion, and you love it, and you're getting into it. Well, let's go and nebulize it. What does that mean? You want to make it as a breathing hypnotic intention. The goal has come to pass. Congratulations, you got the job. What does that feel like? Where are you? Who are you talking to? Who are you sharing the good news with? Who do you call up? How, in whatever way, are you telling the world that you now have this new job? What are you doing to celebrate? Or maybe it's your first day of work and you're smiling and you're enjoying this and people are shaking your hand and you're really enjoying the new company. What does that feel like? That's nebulizing the goal. Let's take another example. Say it's wealth. you want to feel wealthy, and you went through and you already established your intention, and you made it hypnotic by adding emotion and specifics and love, and you're repeating it and so forth. But now nebulize it. You are now wealthy. What does it feel like to be wealthy right now? Maybe you look down and you see how you're dressed. You're dressing as a wealthy person. And you look in the mirror and you see that you're smiling. You seem radiant. You're wearing this outfit that makes you feel wealthy. Or maybe you pull out your bank book and you look there online or in your hand and you see the number that's in your bank balance. And you look and it's fantastic and it's wealthy and you are now wealthy. And maybe you go out and you look at your house. And this house is a sign of wealth to you. It's the one you've been dreaming for. And you live in it. You're opening the front door. You're walking out the front door. You are walking around the house or in the house. This thing is alive and well and breathing in your life experience right now. This is how you create a hypnotic intention that actually anchors itself in your very soul. Because it's so deep within you, it's going to start a ripple effect. It will actually work from the unconscious up into your conscious mind, and you'll find yourself thinking differently, behaving differently, taking actions differently, and getting different results, positive results that help pull the wealth trigger to bring into your life all the wealthy things you've been wanting. Do you see how powerful this is? Most people have a goal. Goals are wonderful. In many ways, it's a kindergarten approach to getting results. You want to upgrade it to an intention. An intention is much more specific. You want to go even higher than that and make it a hypnotic intention by adding emotion and visual imagery to it. You want to repeat it and so forth. You want to go even further than that and nebulize your intention so that it's something you experience as already happening. I have a book by Neville that is autographed, and he signed it by saying, "Assume the wish fulfilled." Assume the wish fulfilled. What does that mean? It means whatever it is that you're trying to bring into your reality in terms of wealth, assume it's already happened. Assume the wish fulfilled. Here, let's take this to a whole nother level. Recently, my music instructor taught me a method that goes even beyond nebulizing your goal. It's called the remembering process. And in this particular process, what you do is go way past the achievement of the goal in time, way into the future, way past the point where you're wealthy. You're beyond wealthy. In fact, being wealthy is old news to you. And maybe you're sitting down and you're having a glass of wine or a cup of coffee or a glass of water with some old friend, and the friend says, "What was it like to become wealthy?" And you have to remember what it was like. You have to remember it because now it's something in your past. You're in the future reflecting on the past. So it's all changing on an internal level. Even in this moment in time, there's a future self of you. This is about using your mind in a hypnotic and creative way. So we bounce forward to the future, and your future self is wealthy. Your future self already has the job or already quit the job. The future self is already successful. The future self is already very wealthy and financially independent and free. And the future self has the car or cars they dream of. And the future self has the house or mansion or houses. And the future self travels and buys whatever it wants and contributes to the causes it believes in. The future self is free of all limitations when it comes to money and wealth and financial freedom. That future self is you. And you're sitting down there with a friend, maybe even me, and you're saying, "Dr. Vitale, this is how it all happened, and it feels so fantastic." What you're doing is remembering the breakthrough. Remembering the breakthrough to wealth is easier than creating the breakthrough to wealth. Let me repeat that. Remembering the breakthrough to wealth is easier than creating the breakthrough to wealth. Because at some point in time, in a parallel universe, the future you exist, and you reflect back and you say, "You know, I think it was listening to those hypnotic sessions with Dr. Vitale and his friend. I think it was that whole online program, the Wealth Trigger, that worked on me at an unconscious level. Because the next day I woke up and I created this product, which I sold and I made all this money. And the next day I got this job offer, which made me financially free. where the next day I got this insight which caused me to invest in something that turned out to be incredibly profitable. Or, you fill in the blank. You're remembering. And when you remember something, sometimes the facts are a little bit in the dark there. You have the pieces of it there. Now, I know as you listen to this, a part of you is really excited, and a part of you might be a little bit confused. That's okay. If you remember what I talked about in earlier sections, your conscious mind is sometimes confused on purpose in order to reach your unconscious mind. Remember Milton Erickson, the famous hypnotherapist, who often confused people in order to reach their unconscious mind without any interference. That's what I'm doing here. This is all about hypnotic intentions. So again, as we go out of this segment, I want you to reflect on what do you want in terms of wealth? And I want you to spin that into a tighter focus and ask yourself, what does that look like? What color is it? What depth is it? How is it measurable? How do I explain it to another person? And then I want you to go even deeper and ask you to nebulize it so that you're at the end point and your intention, your wealth intention, has come to you. It's there right now. You can feel it. What does that feel like for you to be wealthy in this particular moment? And then we want to go one step further, and I want you to go way past the accomplishment of your hypnotic intention, and now you're remembering how you got to it as you tell the story to a friend. As you remember it, take note of anything that you did that you can do now or tomorrow. These are tips to help you bring your hypnotic intentions into being. I say there's four stages of awakening. And the first stage is victimhood. Most people are there. You used to be there. I used to be there. Congratulations, you left. We're now in the second stage called empowerment. And empowerment is where you get to use techniques like the ones we're using in the Wealth Trigger program. Everything from the hypnotic inductions to my explanations to my guiding you, like right now with the hypnotic intention. This is all around the subject of empowerment. This is where you begin to make a difference in your life that you can measure. And you can measure it in your bank account. So I'm happy for you. Spend a little time playing with possibilities. What do you want in terms of wealth? What does that look like in the future? What does that feel like when it's achieved? And when it's all past, and you look past the moment of its accomplishment, how do you explain it to others? Your wealth is coming to you right now.
As you continue to relax, every breath you take is soothing you. Focus now on your breathing. I wonder how much attention you have paid to the many different thoughts floating through your mind. Your mind is so active even while it relaxes. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago.
But doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably and understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. All right now. If you should be listening to this recording at night, you will fall into a deep and very peaceful sleep. While you're asleep and dreaming, understand that your subconscious mind will be processing every word I have said. And each time you hear these words, these suggestions become more and more powerful for you. Each and every time you listen to these words, these suggestions become more and more a part of your being. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, comfortable, confident person. Refreshed, revitalized, and ready for a new day. And that feels wonderful.